Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question right there on the homepage. It's easy. All you do is click your answer. Well, of course, you read the question first, then click your answer. Then when you do that, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to the free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Renee Grant Williams is our guest. Renee Grant Williams is the author of Voice Power. She is the voice coach to the stars. People, some of your favorite artists wouldn't be your favorite artist if it weren't for Renee Grant Williams. Renee, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
My website is myvoicecoach.com. And we're soon to have a brand new site that I've been working on for about a year. And that will be myvoicecoachonline.com.
All right.
So you can reach it from either way.
We're looking forward to hearing more about that. And who have you been working with that you can tell us about lately?
Well, I've been working with a new bunch of folks. They're called the Band Perry. Have you heard of them?
No, I have not.
That
doesn't mean anything, though. I don't hear about a lot of people.
Well, they're brand new, but they've been, it's a family, two brothers and a sister, and they've been touring for 15 years since the boys were 8 and 9, and Kimberly was 12. Their song has swept the charts, the country charts, certainly, and as far away as Australia, where I was again this year. You know, this is the third year I've gone back to Australia to teach master classes. It was the big hit in Australia.
Good for them. What have they learned about tempo from you?
Well, they, more almost than anybody I've worked with, they know how to put a good pause in when it's needed and to move it ahead when it's necessary, but then have an equivalent amount of silence or slowing down. Because we tend to speak in phrases, again, as I mentioned, like music. And if your ears set up an expectation, but they're very clear. If I Die Young is their major smash hit.
But you know, Renee, talk about the pause and the tempo thing. I've heard speakers, and when I give speeches, I try to use the pause for effect too, but I've also seen people abuse that, and in the abuse of that, they abuse their audience, meaning that they try to the pause for effect, and they wait too long, and it becomes narcissistic, it becomes, you know, self-referential, it becomes, you know, more self-gratifying, it's more pompous than tempo, and so you got to be careful. You got to know when to put it in and how long to leave it in, right?
All things in moderation.
Yeah. So what else do we need to know about delivering a clear, concise voice message?
You have to articulate at the tip of your tongue with almost like a click sound. If you say bada bing bada boom. For example,
right,
it's like hitting a percussion instrument because you set up a click system where your tongue clicks between the ridges right above the top of your front teeth and the ridges below your lower teeth, and so it's like a bada bing bada boom. Which is a good exercise to practice.
How do we do this with as business people? How do we find out? How do we check ourselves? I mean, nobody likes to listen to themselves.
You have to prepare off stage. You have to listen to yourself. First step is to find out what kind of person you are. Sit down in normal conversation with a friend and get lost in the conversation, but keep the tape recorder running or whatever you're recording on. And keep it running and let yourself get lost in conversation and find out what you gravitate to naturally. Mm-hmm. Then find out if that is too slow or too fast and not gives enough pause, or it's too fast and gives too much pause. Like you said, it sounds narcissistic. I wouldn't have described it that way, but that was an excellent way to describe it.
Well, you have to, I mean, I heard a guy do it yesterday, and I've heard other people do that. And again, you know what they're doing. They're trying to, but I will tell you, for most people, too long of a pause is not the problem. Not enough pauses is the problem, isn't it?
Right. I'd worry about the too long after you've done this for a while.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Put them in there, folks, and then you can learn how to cut them off later. Hey, Renee, thanks for being here. Give us that website again, please.
MyVoiceCoach.com.
They can find your book there, and you've also got some audio products there too, don't you?
Yes, we have some webinars, and we'll have, when our new site opens in about 2 weeks, we'll have a huge offering of things that haven't been seen before, and even something of me singing.
Well, I can't wait for that. Thanks, Renee. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.